This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United Nations condemned an attempted coup in Niger, Secretary General spokesman Staffan de Haarek said on Wednesday, as presidential guards held Niger's president Mohamed Bazoum inside his palace.
He condemns in the strongest terms any efforts to seize power by force and to undermine democratic governance, peace, and stability in Niger.
Neighboring countries called Wednesday's events in Niger an attempted coup, but the presidency described it as an anti-Republican movement in vain in a now-deleted tweet. Ukraine's security service has claimed responsibility for the first time for an explosion that badly damaged the Kerch Bridge linking the Russian-occupied Crimean Peninsula with Russia. The explosion, which Russian authorities said was caused by a truck bomb, left three people dead. The head of the Ukrainian Security Service said Wednesday his agency was behind the attack. Ukrainian surgeons have seen a wave of wounded soldiers since its counteroffensive against Russia began. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
The soldiers come with bandaged limbs soaked in blood, faces blackened with shrapnel fragments, and stunned eyes fixed on the ceiling, frozen in shock. A serviceman with a gaping thigh wound shrieks in pain as medical workers move him to a surgical gurney to have his leg amputated. By day, the Mechnikov hospital functions as normal, treating cancer patients and others with chronic diseases. But as evening comes, the pace of activity in the trauma room picks up, with wounded soldiers in desperate need of surgery arriving nearly every 15 minutes. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Find more on our website, voanews.com, or download the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. A UN watchdog committee on Wednesday condemned Uganda's Anti-Homosexuality Act and called on the government to repeal what it calls a harmful, discriminatory law which criminalizes consenting sexual relations between adults of the same sex. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The last time the committee reviewed Uganda's human rights record was 19 years ago. After this inordinately long delay, Uganda appeared before the committee with a large 15-person high-powered delegation of government officials. Vice chair of the committee, Jose Santos Pais, said the Ugandan delegation sought to justify the Anti-Homosexuality Act based on cultural values and on the position of most people toward homosexuality, which it claimed was generally opposed to same-sex relationships. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Greece ordered evacuations on Wednesday for areas near two central cities after new blazes broke out during a punishing heat wave and as deadly fires hit the Mediterranean. Thousands of people have been evacuated in the region this week as fires also flared in Croatia and Italy, and flames killed 34 in Algeria in extreme heat that has left their landscapes dry. New blazes threatened central Greece Wednesday, prompting orders for locals to leave. A California appeals court on Wednesday considering reviving the dismissed lawsuits filed by two men who claimed singer Michael Jackson sexually abused them as children. AP correspondent Margie Zarletta reports.
Wade Robson and James Safechuck filed their lawsuits against two of Michael Jackson's corporations in the years after Jackson died in 2009. In 2021, a judge threw out the lawsuits, ruling that the corporations had no legal duty to protect Robson and Safechuck from Jackson. Last month, California's Second District Court of Appeal reversed that judge and ordered the cases back to trial. The Jackson estate has adamantly denied Jackson abused the boys. I'm Margie Zarletta.
Singer-songwriter Sinead O'Connor has died at 56. The gifted and troubled Irish performer was known for her shaved head and fierce and expressive voice. O'Connor, who began her musical career singing on the streets of Dublin, was a star from her 1987 debut album, The Lion and the Cobra. She became an international sensation in 1990 with her cover of Prince's ballad, Nothing Compares to You, an emotional performance that topped charts from Europe to Australia and brought O'Connor multiple Grammy Award nominations. In 1991, O'Connor was named Artist of the Year by Rolling Stone. Again, singer-songwriter Sinead O'Connor has died at 56. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.